Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. And boy, I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Well, if I could remember what was going on, I'd be glad to. But
apparently, we're not supposed to have to remember that right now.
I know. No, I'm talking about when I channel. Anyway, tonight's show, feeling disconnected, afraid, confused, angry, and sickly.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, welcome. Oh, my God. I hope they come up with a name for this. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about the frustrations that we're all feeling. And God, everybody's got issues right now. And everything coming back up again for review at deep cellular levels. None of it fun. I think the standard question I'm getting from everybody is this ever going to end?
I keep hearing from people, I feel like I'm just about to die. And they're not dying, but that's how they feel.
Yes. Well, that's actually a really good comment, Veronica, because I think that, we are dying. This is a death and rebirth, and I think that it's, and I know when I'm feeling it, like, I feel the call,
I'm out of here. Oh, again? Oh,
when I start asking for weather forecasts, I know that it's, on the other side of the veil, however.
Do you get those on the other side of the veil?
They just laughed at me. my question
always
is always,
sunny.
How's the weather over there, guys? You got
turbulent
room for one
rainbow.
More? Huh?
Turbulent rainbows.
Yes. So tonight's dedication is actually for the support of all of us through the ascension process, that we may be able to heal and understand all that we're experiencing, so that we can heal all these issues of lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes that we're currently facing. Because believe me, this is not just this one.
Thank heaven.
Well, really, I actually would really sit down and wonder. I mean, and I recognize I kind of splattered myself in this lifetime, but no.
So people keep saying to me, and then when you cross, it's all healed. I go, well, then how come we come back with so much stuff?
Yeah, well, because our soul is damaged. I think it's not just our, I'll let the team get into that tonight about the soul liftings and why we're doing them. And usually they'll do something, and I think it's wonderful. I don't always understand the total significance of what they're doing until after the fact. And then I'm like, oh, that's why they're doing this. So we have some great sharings, because I really want people to understand that everyone is going through a boatload of stuff right now. And of course, we've got a wonderful letter from Dear Squirrel, so I'm going to share that. This is the dimension of imagination. It's an area we call the Twilight Zone, Rod Sterling. I'll be brief today, and I'm feeling I am moving into the Twilight Zone. Anyone else feeling it? Imagine, if you will, watching as I step outside my front door. Imagine seeing me enter a world, a vast world of the bizarre, the unexplainable. It feels odd, queer, different, and at the same time familiar. The hint of something that once was entirely recognizable and now peculiar, almost eerie, my skin crawls and my heart races. Where am I? Who are these people, the ones we call humans? Are they Jekyll or Hyde? Perhaps they are both. I have not the answer. All I sense is that everything has changed and I feel out of place. They, quote unquote, want me to stay in their consensus reality. I want to leave. Can't they see that I must go? Do they not understand or even sense the changing energies? Going back is not in my future. Back does not exist for me anymore. Back is what I've come to change, as many of us have come onto this planet to change. I've stepped out of my comfort zone and the limiting 3D reality led by a force so powerful that it calls to me. It calls to you, does it not? It draws me to the unknown, to the future. I must leave the Jekyll Hydes behind, no longer playing their sick, twisted games. Why do they hide their true essence, their love? Only they can uncover that mystery. I cannot try to fix this anymore, as there truly is nothing to fix. It just is. What lies ahead is of my choosing, the choosing of my dreams and passions. And I know that once I recover from what feels like I am trapped, no, not trapped, but rather emotionally paralyzed, I will travel forward into other dimensions and create a new path, a new map, a journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone, Rod Sterling. Is anyone willing to join me on this journey? The Zoned Out Squirrel. P.S. Veronica, I'm packing peanut butter sandwiches before I go.
I ran out of peanut butter today.
That's because you were eating it while you were on the phone with me.
That must have been it, yeah.
I'm going to share another one, and I won't use names on the rest of these, but there's just one more. To kind of give people an idea of how extreme things can be for everyone and to help everybody understand that they're not going crazy, they're not going insane, but they are having great difficulty. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice tonight, too. Anyway, he goes on to say that he's chosen to serve on a jury. I'd like to request the team's help. I am super sensitive these days to people, and I'm having a hard time feeling the hatred, disappointments, anxious, etc., all permeating the courtrooms. It's gotten so bad that I was having an asthma attack, an anxiety attack. I had gone to see my internist and had him put him under heavy sedation. This makes me woozy, but I cannot tolerate people right now. Please send the team for help. And bless his heart, because really, a squirrel said it in a nice way, but he's being very, very real here. I hate the human race, especially the energies of people in the courtrooms, for all their hatred, evil thoughts, conniving ways to get what they selfishly want without regard. Disgusting condescensions, I think that's what he's spelling. What is redeeming about our race? What is this about the ascension? Aside you and Veronica, who else is truly loving and kind within this realm? I'm sorry for this. I'm on overload with the amount of thought forms in the New York City court system.
Wow, what a hard time, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, this is really, I know you're talking to people all day, so my Veronica, and I'm just seeing where people are in such overwhelm right now. And quick, fast changes for people. I won't use names here, but dear friend and friend of the team as well, who just had a major job shift and then boom, got hit with a whole nother, and had to give an answer on another job shift within her. It was major. Okay. Her boss was, everything shifted like overnight again. And she had just barely gotten settled in to a brand new position, and everything was shifted, and she had to make a decision in less than 24 hours. And where people, are not having a chance to gather themselves, so to speak. They're just being literally plummeted forward. It's just amazing to me what's going on.
Somebody said the other day, spirit loves speed.
Yeah, right. Well, buy them a Harley.
Took me back. I'm going, was that amphetamines? What is it? People are really getting jump shifted all over.
Oh, I'll share mine as well, Veronica, although I don't normally go into this. After I did the channeling for the Valentine's gift from the team, mine was not chocolates.
the great cleansing.
Yeah, right. And I mentioned that I had started bleeding through my bladder, which is always a sure sign. I had some things happen that triggered huge relationship issues for me. And I knew that my whole second chakra was a mess. And so not only was I having bladder issues, but everything in the second chakra issues. And so I went into the doctor today and got the news, of course, that I have to have some more stuff taken out, which did not thrill me. However, I knew it. You know, I felt it. Everything is out of whack in my second chakra. And, again, it's major relationship stuff. And Veronica, you were kind enough today to point out how ancient it was.
Well, I think it's significant because it isn't just now. We didn't just do this now.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And it's deep. It's really, really, really deep. And, I mean, I know because my second chakra, it was interesting when it all kind of went to hell. And it was over a major disappointment where it stirred up all my old relationship issues. And
that's the thing, it's all your old relationship issues, not just this life.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the ones that I was consciously aware of, not the ones I wasn't consciously aware of. But what's interesting is that I would sit in my chair in the healing room and try to do a session, and my second chakra would tip over and start spinning out and literally fill the whole room. And I'd be like, holy crap, how am I supposed to do anything with this going on? It was like I won't even say a Disney ride unless it was, you know, in kind of a Back to the Future kind of ride. I mean, that's how out of control, I mean, for my second chakra to get that big and be spinning, you know, not in a normal fashion, but tipped completely over. It was just wild, absolutely wild. So, you know, we're all, and of course my own debt, and for those of you who are listening and understand the team and so on, I still am in process. I am here to heal and work through my stuff. There are some things that they can help me with. There are some things that my higher self and soul will not allow when it's stuff that I need to clear. And you know, this proves to me over and over and over again that all issues are emotionally based. We have a wonderful, dear, dear friend who has been working with us for years, and she got breast cancer again. She hadn't had it for 13 years, and this time it's a different kind of cancer. And she was, you know, she's such an advanced soul. She immediately went to, you know, why am I creating this, and what is it from? And of course, the same thing, very ancient. In a session, she was actually the water on the earth, the ocean. And, you know, the dolphins were swimming in her and so on. I mean, you know, she was literally a, gosh, I'm trying to think of what they're called. It's an elemental, if you will, but she was part of the ocean itself. So it was, you know, what she has witnessed happening to the earth was triggering, you know, again, the breast, heart chakra, you know, this mothering, nurturing, protective side of her for the earth. And always, this has always been a major issue for her. It was just really difficult for her to see the things that people were doing, not from a judgmental standpoint, but just this huge sadness that would go through her. So, you know, I think the things that we're, you know, developing now are certainly coming at a very, very, very deep level. Let's see. This piece I did not, I hope everybody got a chance, even though there was a lot of stuff on the announcement, please print out and read the channelings. They're so important this time. I mean, so important. I can't even emphasize that enough. This one I did not get to, and I'm going to read part of it because it's so powerful with what little voice I have. This is from Lord Arcturus. A new game begins. Promises have been made and broken. Laws have been reinforced and abolished. and through each trial and tribulation you felt the earth shake, the wind blow, and the chime of hope venture in and out of your awareness. Yet I come forth to propose a new plan, a plan of peace. A wave of change has washed, over the land. New contracts have been served, and you've signed on the dotted line, which I really was wondering about that one. Your time of recalibration draws to near completion, and though you may still feel the implications of a past life in your present reality, I assure you that it is only the remaining remnants of a life outworn. May I draw your attention to the sun? Have you noticed that very recently there is a new energy prevalent on your planet, newly condensed rays of light emanating from the empowering sun in your solar system assure that each of you in the path to full human potential are currently receiving the proper frequencies to catapult your biological, spiritual, emotional, and mental processing to the place where you are free, free of discord, free of strife, and free of the confines of limited third-dimensional existence. The freedoms that you so desperately seek are not unlikely, dear ones, for surely you have been contained. You have been diligently protected, watched over, and guided closely by all of those who work with you in this lifetime, seen and unseen. Those who watch you toil to do so with a grace that only the highest forms of love could procure. The discomfort you have endured is the shedding of an old skin, a skin by which most released during physical death. You creak and groan to squeeze your way out of this world and into the next, where your destiny awaits you. Certainly no one said that death would feel good, but this is only because you were consistently being presented with the sobering reality of each and every thought, emotion, and physical, I don't know, there's a word missing here, that blocked you from living in divine grace. You are of the first brigade, and though that offers you the hardship of uncertainty, the pain of cutting a new path, it also offers you the ability to walk first into the realms of heaven that await you. They go on, of course, in terms of talking about anyway, as they go on here, if you settle into the new vibration, you may come to feel sudden moments of blissfulness, overwhelming feelings of gratitude, and a delightfulness that is difficult to contain in the body, a lightness of being that you have yet to experience in human form. This will oscillate, it will come to and fro, and it will work its way through every area of your life, every cell of your body, on its own accord. When it does, and when you are consistently vibrating at the frequency of joy, your life will seem as though it has always been that way. Beloved warriors, though you endured greatly to achieve this new level of consciousness, soon you will find it nearly impossible to remember the feeling of strife. Akin to childbirth, as you reach the summit or plateau of your destination vibration, the pain of labor will suddenly disconnect from your awareness, and you will be free to experience life the way it was always meant to be. So I thought that I'm not going to read it all. I will include it in next week's announcement. But I thought it was really beautiful. And certainly talks about, I did want to talk about the sunspots, which are in one of the channelings, and how fast and furious they are coming at the earth right now. I know everybody's feeling them. And Veronica, you know, I talked to a number of healers, and they're all just saying, my God. Everybody is just trashed, you know.
And very fast. Everything's so fast.
It's so fast. It is so fast and furious. And our thoughts right now are absolutely amazingly powerful. And boy, I cannot, you know, here's the paradox. For everybody who is struggling and going through their own shifts and changes, at the same time, our thoughts are so incredibly powerful. And it's really difficult if you dip down into that depth, the sorrow, the feelings, to remember not to spend, you know, spend enough time to process there, then get the hell out. And be careful about your thoughts after that, because this is incredible right now, what I'm seeing in terms of the creation of thought.
My guides were saying when you get into past life kind of awareness, don't really mine it for details because all of that has emotional report and all of that has to be dealt with, but just keep going.
There you go. Go. There you go. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And boy, I don't mind it for details. Trust me.
Me either.
No.
The birth canal's been long.
Well, it's interesting. We were doing a session with someone the other day, and she was kind of out there as we were working, and all of a sudden she was experiencing all of her lifetimes at one time, and she was in this lifetime and popping over to this one and to that one and this, and it was so amazing to see. And, you know, I see differently because, of course, I'm in channel. But it was just phenomenal, and I thought, wow, we're going to be doing this very soon, all of us, you know, without the team holding the energy for it to happen.
But that's so we can pop out of it all, isn't it?
Well, we're going to have the ability to kind of jump around, to pop into this lifetime or that lifetime, or maybe I can pick up a piece here or something there. It, you know, you're going to want to use discernment about which lifetimes you pop in and out of, certainly. But the whole soul-lifting piece, and this is what the team is doing now, which are just so damned powerful, in order to try to accelerate us through this incredibly excruciatingly difficult time... The soul liftings are really intended to help heal the soul and heal all the lifetimes. We can only do a layer at a time, but it's powerful stuff. And, you know, again, I don't always understand when it comes in. I know it's really fascinating and wonderful, and I'm excited about it. I don't get the importance of it usually till after the fact. We get hit by a mini bomb. And then I go, oh, wow, that's why they brought it in. So, at any rate, but I know that these solar winds are just amazing. And we've got a couple of more major things coming up. We've got a huge full moon coming up, and we've got a, the spring equinox?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And and hopefully they're not going to be anything like Mercury retrograde was, because that was a bear in and of itself. And I've never experienced Mercury retrograde like that one either. But we will get through this, everyone. You know, for the people who are, you know, have been moved out of their job situations, and but I'm seeing on the other side of this, I'm seeing people's lives on the positive side pop through and then just zoom, 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 zoom into wonderful things.
A lot of creation. Amazing.
Yes. Are you seeing a lot of it as well, Veronica?
Yes, I am. And I don't even know all of the time, you know, I don't quite know what it means, but I just get these lights of beginnings all over the place. And some people are just cruising on through, not necessarily corporate people who have to go through a dramatic shift, you know, but some people are cruising on through with their own ideas, their own businesses and so on.
Well, my son, who has been a sleeper, literally, I can't tell you how many years he spent on my couch.
A surfing son.
Yes, a surfing, there you go. And, I mean, he is just exploding in his life. And so it's really fascinating to watch him and to watch, you know, his new ideas, and he brings them to, you know, his company, and they're so excited, and they implement immediately, and he just, you know... He's being romanced by all these different people trying to recruit him, and it's really wonderful to see. He's just flying through stuff. So,
but now he's a good example of people who are willing to kind of surf magically with ideas. It's when we're really, we're really stuck in the old way. We're going to fight it and feel really lost, huge loss as much, you know.
Well, it was fascinating to me. He came to spend the night last night because he was going to take me to the doctor this morning, and so... He woke up this morning, he said, I didn't sleep at all last night. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, honey. And he said, well, that's okay, because out of that inability to sleep was born a new idea. And I said, well, what was it? And he shared it with me. I said, fabulous, what a great idea. And he said, Mom, this will buy my car. I'm going to present it today. And I said, well, make sure you present it this way and that. He called me after dropping me off at home. He went to the office, presented it, and they jumped on it with both feet. And said, go for it. I mean, we love this. You go do it, and that will cover his, now he can buy a car. And so, I mean, again, I'm just watching the other side of this. So it's
so the moral is, if you're lying awake at night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, you know, with being willing, and the team talked to somebody today about it, and they were telling the story about him as it related to he wanted to make a difference, and he announced, you know, after months laying on the couch, I've decided that if I get a job, it's going to be, I have to feel that I'm making a difference. And I just wanted to kill him. I'm thinking, make a difference, get a paycheck.
Make a difference in my life.
And, but he went into the position, a little position with that, and I see him making the difference all around and implementing new ideas and so on and so forth. And that little position turned into a better position, turned into a better position, etc. And now he gets all this wonderful support and the accolades. He's sending me copies of letters that people are writing in about him from other companies. And so it's very exciting. And, you know, but what he went in with was the intent of making a difference. And because he went in with that, he is making a difference in the way that they do business. He's able to go in and look at the overall and say, look, we're not creating the best service here, or this is not being done here. And they're listening to him. And not in a critical way, but in saying, let's create a better mousetrap. Let's do this.
But I want to say something, that he also has done a lot of clearing and a lot of self-recognizing. So his intentioning is kind of, he's lighter in his movement than many.
Huge. Years. Very much so. I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Yeah, he's done a lot of clearing. Beautiful clearing. I'm very impressed. That's all I know. I'm going to get my car back. You don't know. Okay, I'm going to go into channel here. All right. Welcome, everyone, and welcome, Veronica.
Welcome to you.
Thank you. We are thrilled to be here, as always. And we are thrilled to talk with all of you and to send as much energy as possible to each and every one of you, whether you are listening live tonight or you are going to listen to this in the archives. The energies will be the same. Please know that. Now, if you give permission, the energies will come right into your home in a very loving way, not to be invasive, but to be supportive and loving and encouraging. And to allow yourselves, if you all will, right now, just to be embraced, to be held in a cradle of loving energy. There you go. Just let it in, if you will. Each and every one of you. We know that these are not easy times for all of you. Now, some of you are doing incredibly well. And some of you are facing what is very uncomfortable, as Dear Squirrel wrote. This difficulty of being out in the world and going, who are these people? I can't be around these energies anymore. I can't do it, or our other dear one who wrote how difficult it was to be in the court system. And yes, many of you are going to have difficulties come and go when you're trying to interface with other humans, where it will feel literally like somebody rubbing sandpaper on your raw skin. Although it won't feel like your skin, but it will be your energy field. going to have a lot following, dear ones. We know this. Some of you are having jobs fall away. Some of you are having relationships fall away. Some of you having a sense of safety fall away completely, as though the floor has fallen out from under you. Now, we could say to you, that in order for many to change, please understand that we're dealing with an entire race here. In order for many to change, unfortunately, sometimes the level of discomfort has to be such that they finally let go, finally reach that part of them that is willing to let go, to surrender. Now, if you'll notice, even your weather has been such that there was no place to go for comfort during your winter time.
That's for sure.
All right, so you've been literally unable in many ways to find a place where you could be comfortable and at ease. Now, if you add all this up, if you look it all over, and then recognize the intensity of the energies that are entering onto your planet from the sun and other places, by the way, but from the sun, that's the one that you use as a gauge. Incredible intensity. Now, those of you listening to this program are aware and awake. But imagine all the other people out there that may not be. Most of them are not. How unsettling it can be for them. Now, some of you witness people and you think, God, they're acting like nothing's going on. They seem to be doing fine, and here I'm struggling. I'm trying to be of service, and I'm having a hell of a time. And if you had a place where you could file your complaint, you would. But not any of you are really sure where to go with those complaints. Right? And we understand this. You are the front runners, the forebears, often called the map makers. But you're also reality creators. Each and every one of you signed up for this in a very big way, excited to participate, courageous beyond imagination. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, I didn't expect to lose everything. I didn't expect to lose my security, my safety, my health, my partnership, whatever loss it may be, or to feel so uncertain or so uncomfortable that you can't go into public comfortably. And there are those of you that experience that, sometimes in an intermittent way, sometimes for long periods of time. We have those out there listening tonight that we know for a very long time we're unable to go out into the world. The work that you're doing that you're not aware of is so profound, so big. When you finally realize all that you've been doing, you will be amazed. You will be amazed at the contributions that you're making and the things that you're doing in the dream state and other times. How do you get through all of this? How do you make it without, you know, strangling someone or locking yourself in a room? For some of you, maybe even a closet. there is no choice, people, except to stay in the now moment. So much of this is happening in a way to force you to stay in the now moment. Because if you looked at your lives in many ways, you look at the economy, nothing makes sense. What many of you thought would be retirement income, all right, for some, very much in question. For some of you, your homes were your retirement. And we would say for the majority of you, the home is now worth maybe 50% of what they were. So you cannot look outside of yourself right now and make sense of any of this. We would recommend you find a way to justify in your own mind that it's all right. The channel, we laughed at the channel. She was sitting on her patio and she decided, she looked at her home and her obligations and so on, and she said, well, how do I justify all of this? And suddenly the thought came and she said, all right, I got it. I'll just consider this like leasing a home, except I get to write it all off. And I know that some legislation will come along that will make it all right, some way. Or the economy will turn around and things will be all right. But either way, I'm going to be fine. But for the now moment, I'm in a beautiful place. And I have a write-off. And that's all I need to do right now. Just file that away over here and say, all right, I'm fine. Just keep going. For now. Which is all you need to do, any of you. Just be all right for now. Don't try to fix the future. You can't. Because you can't see the future because you haven't created the future. For many of you, frustrated because you used to be amazing creators. Well, I used to be able to create my way into, I could do anything. But my old tools aren't working. What the hell's wrong? We know. Now, we've said this to you before, that for many of you, you've taken on, in addition to everything else, this extraordinary peace, which is to try to heal all lifetimes. Now, that's so daunting that when we say it, there are some of you that will gasp, oh, no way. What do you mean, all lifetimes on earth, all lifetimes everywhere? What does that mean? Well, we're going to stay within this universe, because if you go beyond that, for some of you who are multi-universal, that would be incredibly overwhelming. Can it be done? Well, yes, it can. And there are those of you who have chosen to participate in that and to heal your soul. Because most of you don't realize or think about the fact that your soul can get damaged. And it can. And it has. And it has. And so you brought with you into this lifetime enough with the understanding, with the belief that if all things worked the way that you hoped it would, there would be this opportunity, this turning point, where you could flex your muscles in a way that had never been attempted before. You weren't satisfied with just going through an ascension process on a planet, which also has never been done before. Normally the planet makes the process of ascension and then is populated again. So, here you are. Now, if you're that amazing, you have to understand that you have enough gifts to be able to do things that you have yet not tapped into, not reached, not even reached for. Some of you have been so entrained in human consciousness that you don't even dare to reach beyond certain limits because you've never thought you could. there's no room anymore for shame, for less than, for the negative ego to run the show. There's no room for it. And the damages that you are healing, the damages that you are healing are so deep, so big, so immense. You're huge souls, all of you. You're not little souls.
Well, I keep wondering if we're actually healing. There's a word, destiny, and I keep thinking, is that something that's kind of a program that we're moving beyond as well?
Healing destiny, what do you mean by that?
I mean that sometimes when we're talking about healing all these lives, and I think about destiny as something like something we're supposed to achieve or something we're moving toward, but I keep thinking we're quantum leaping past that or absolutely changing what was the destiny. I guess I'm assuming it's something written, you know?
Well, yes, right. Well, there is no destiny cast in stone. You see, we would say to all of you that each and every one of you are just beginning to stretch your muscles right now, your spiritual muscles, to see just how far you really can go. We've tried to bring in vehicles to help you to go beyond what humans have ever attempted before. Do you understand?
Yes, and that's what I would consider right there is being beyond what might have been destiny before we understood.
All right, we understand the context now in which you're seeing.
Mm.
Yes, you are so expansive that you don't have to stay within any limited framework at all. At all. Now, has this ever been done before? No. That's what we say to you. That's why we only can do a layer at a time. Only a layer at a time. But it is having a quantum effect. It is affecting all other lifetimes. So going back to the being able to tap into other lifetimes, all right, the more that we do the soul-lifting work with people, when they encounter these other lifetimes, they have shifted. They are different. Because they're all occurring simultaneously. So you're literally tapping into a different dimension of those lifetimes, a healed dimension, a more healed, we'll say more healed dimension, than you would have were you not doing the soul lifting? All right. This is a whole show, so we won't go into it tonight. Every choice, there is an aspect of you that goes off to experience that, while one goes the other way and experiences that. So there is no solid linear reality at all. And these are concepts that as you begin to get into them, you have to be really more multidimensional in order to even understand them. Now we know you're very multidimensional, Veronica, so we know that you can. We would say that all of you listening out there have the ability to understand what we're talking about. Because nothing is really solid. Nothing. And there's not just one version of you experiencing in this lifetime. There are many versions of you. Just like there are many futures. And you try to line up. Now they've talked about this to a degree in your movie, The Secret. It's been talked about in other places, but the potentials are unlimited, you see. But your ways of creating are going to become far more expansive because you're becoming more expansive. And you are becoming multidimensional, literally meaning experiencing in more than one dimension.
Are we becoming a different species, really?
Oh, We love your questions, Veronica. Well, you're becoming a different version of a species.
Mm.
Yes. As this shift occurs, and there will be a split off, in essence, you will be a different species from those that stay behind and do other things. If that answers the question, that's the best one that we can give you right now.
Yes, it does. It's fine. Thank you.
All right. Now, for many of you are feeling pretty beat up, and you're afraid, again, to flex those spiritual muscles, to flex your physical muscles even, to flex your muscles in terms of what you're capable of doing. We talked with someone today, and we said to them, it's time for you to go out. You want to find a job. You're afraid that you're not enough and this and that and the other thing. And the whole energy was, don't worry about what kind of work you're going. Go out with the attitude, I want to make a difference. That's what I really want. You want to make a difference. Align yourself with that energy, that vibration. Bring that to every person you talk to. I want to make a difference. Doesn't matter what the position is, I want to make a difference. Now, people are looking for others like that now. Because as everything is changing all around them, they need to bring new people into their teams because the old isn't going to work. Anybody who's hiring today understands. Likewise, in your human relations, you're going to line up with people that, like yourselves, want to make a difference. Now, some of those people are just awakening now. All right? We hear your cries, where's my soulmate, where's my soulmate? They may be just waking up from the dream right now. Give them a little while to get the sleep out of their eyes. They'll show up. Try to stay as positive as you can. Understand, you're going to have the feelings of there is no intelligent life out there, or I have difficulty being around people of certain vibration. And you're going to see where people are taken out of your lives. Things are taken out of your lives that are not serving, including jobs, including relationships. You're going to have animals leave the planet. Some of them need to so that they can move on to a higher evolution. Some that you are close to, it's not easy. People, we know this. But this is a time of quiet acceptance. All right, there's got to be a reason for this. I need to look at the broader perspective. It's very easy to get myopic these days. We know that. But to venture out, try new things. Veronica, we know you're trying something new. Tell them about what you're doing.
Oh, you mean in my workshop in Costa Rica?
Yes, please.
Yes, I'm going to do a 5-day workshop on discovering, it's a retreat and workshop, discovering your authentic self and a series of meditations and self-explorations and some rest and swimming and horseback riding. It's going to be wonderful, and it's March 25th to March 31st. If you would like to know about it, you can tune into amatierra.com, amatierra.com. These friends of mine have a wonderful retreat center in Costa Rica, and that's their website. Or you can email me, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, again, reaching beyond the normal limits. The channel said to her, why are you doing Costa Rica? And then she told the story.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, an exciting thing to go to.
And it's an adventure. It's a newness about it.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. for the friends that are running their retreat center as well.
Yes, of course. Now, to all of you, you know, we offer this every week, and we're going to offer it again tonight, to come and work with you tonight with subconscious and unconscious beliefs, to identify, transmute, and change subconscious this lifetime, unconscious all lifetime. Because your lifetimes have themes, many things that have run through many lifetimes. It's time for that. And again, we're going to say to you, pick one thing, dear team, I want to create this. Now, don't create something that you know is way beyond your reach and ask for our assistance so that you can be disappointed.
Well, we all can right. blame you.
Yes, thank you. That was the other piece, to blame us. Yes. So, no. Choose one piece, something that's important to you. To feel a sense of peace, or to feel a sense of being loved, or whatever that may be. We're not saying don't try to create something else. Fine. As long as it's something that you really believe is within your reach, based on your current belief system. This is not the time to pick the one thing that you haven't been able to create on your own. And because the team is coming in, oh boy, you know, I'm going to win the lottery. No. Please understand also that your higher selves and souls, they determine first how far we can ever go with any of you. See? They say no. They're working on something that needs to be brought to the surface. This is a major core issue for them. Multiple lifetimes. And so then we can only go so far. This is why we say, pick something that you believe. Something in your heart, something you truly desire. I want my twin flame. Oh, for goodness sakes, don't do that one. Veronica, you can tell them all the reasons why not.
Yeah.
All right.
But it can be something like, I'd like to open to love, knowing we have themes of loss and depression and
there you go.
Grief and
there
so on.
There you go, yes. Yes. Or, I want to work on subconscious and unconscious beliefs that stand in the way of me having the life of my dreams. And specifically, those beliefs that I hold that keep me from allowing love, attracting love into my life. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
All right. That's one that you really, really need. All of you. Because if you loved yourselves enough, if you loved yourselves enough, you would have everything. There would be absolutely no lack anywhere. You would be in the midst of total abundance, which is where you are all going, by the way. You will get there. Not all at the same time. There will not be a magic wand. You will not wake up the next morning like Santa Claus.
I want the magic wand. I was going to ask for that.
Well, Veronica, you have a wand in it. Several of your lifetime. All right. Now, what we would ask you all to do right now is to focus in on one thing. Something that is really bothering you right now. Something that you really want to clear. To find a solution to heal. Whether it be an emotional issue, a physical issue, a financial issue. spiritual issue, whatever it may be. Perhaps you've been so disappointed in your life that you can't allow in love, period. Perhaps you've lost your faith, your trust. Perhaps you don't trust yourself anymore. And we would say that this is a very big issue, not only for those out there listening to us, but planetarily. You don't trust yourself anymore.
And we have to be done in a moment.
All right. So close your eyes, everyone. And we're going to send as much love and light as you are willing to receive. As you are willing to receive. Planting a seed now. Just a seed that can grow. A seed in your heart. Actually, in your heart chakra. Right in the thymus now. In the high heart. Maybe a little bit of burn or heat. When you go to sleep tonight, after you call us in, you may want to put your hand on it as you go to sleep. Nurture it and let it grow. Know that we love all of you. We know what you're all going through. We do. And there isn't a person listening tonight who isn't known, not only to us, but to so many others. You're not alone, people. If you could see behind the scenes, you know, the crew that's filming the movie, when you see the movie, you see the scene of the movie. You don't see all those people in the background working to create that movie. And that's what's going on around you. We love you all. Veronica, we love you as well.
And you. Much love.
Until next week, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings.